today we are reading a passage about seed moms and, you know, just the different environments for seed moms and planting and conditions that a seed mom would, you know, be a good way to put some greenery and vegetation out in the environment. So in here, they have a passage, questions, they're writing a written response that goes with that, and they're working, of course, collaboratively with their classmate, and then as I can, I'm sending a few at a time to actually make the seed bomb.
All of your kids have said they would rather do this than other and I totally get it.
Absolutely. Well, another project we've done is the seed to slice, where we're sprouting seeds to grow a pizza garden. So we've talked about tomatoes and basil and just different things, vegetables in a garden that they could grow. And so this is where they're making their individual seed bombs to take home. But as groups, we got together, and you can see in the window, we're actually trying to sprout tomato, pepper seeds, and things like that. So they also had a passage and questions and evidence to find to support their predictions and things like that. And they worked in groups on that.
Well, when you can start realizing that everything you put on a pizza belongs in a garden anyways.
Yeah, not just from the grocery store, right?
Sure, yeah. Yes. You can actually put it all together.
So. Yes.
I want to make sure, what grade? This is fifth
grade?
This
is fifth grade, and this is reading. So we do a lot with passages and finding evidence to support predictions and answers and opinions and beliefs. So they have to work. They have to do the hard part. Finding the evidence is not always their most favorite thing to do.
Well, but nobody wants to.
Yeah, making the seed bombs today, or, you know, sprouting the seeds that you see in the window there in our little greenhouse bags. That's their incentive, little motivation.
So. Well, and not only the motivation, but just from, I guess, from kind of my just very quick observation, this is kind of a new and thoughtful way to bring more into the classroom.
Right, and my family has a lot of agriculture in it, and so that's kind of in my heart as well. So I try to fit that in when I can. So.
I started to say, I know my last question for you. I understand I cover the school board, and I went to school here, and I understand core curriculum. Mm-hmm. You have to fit core curriculum in, and so this can sometimes feel like an additive, but from your perspective, what is it like to see this in the classroom, and is it fun to implement?
Oh, yes. I try to naturally embed things like this, especially local agriculture topics. I still have my standards. We're still quoting accurately from a text and explaining what the text says and things, but I try to pick topics that they have actual interest in, because when they're interested, they're motivated, and, you know, that makes for a better day for everybody.
Pizza and seed bombs.
There you go.
I love it.